Next, we're going to look at infectious agents, and of course, those also come in a variety of shapes and sizes. And again, we've said that we can have bacterial infectious agents, viruses, fungal, and then we have the protozoa, the helminths, in addition. So you'll see some of the words that we work with, the cellulitis, the salmonella, the ringworm, the malaria, trichinosis, and here we have a picture of MRSA, and unfortunately, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus is rampant in the United States, and we must have some way to try to control the spread of this infection. And I know that even my grandson took a shower in school, and I guess he had an open wound on his toe, and he contacted MRSA. MRSA does not go away. It can lie dormant in your body, in some of the body cavities, and it can come back and attack the body system. And so we are trying to implement different procedures all over in industry and in the healthcare industry, of course, to control the spread of MRSA.